bad disease, General, that affected the throats of children before. You know, they'd have sores inside and they'd choke.
Diphtheria.
Yeah. You don't have much of that around anymore, do you? Have you ever seen anybody in that?
I heard it soon do wave at the folks. It closed up the throat.
Yeah. Bad. Have you ever seen a man who had a disease that caused his skin and eyeballs to turn yellow? You ever heard of that?
I never heard of it. I seen people have a disease or something, their skin would get white and spotty.
What is that?
They call it leprosy.
Oh yeah. But you never heard of jaundice, yellow jaundice?
I've heard of that. People having that, and I heard it. Cat would give you yellow jaundice.
That right. A cat.
See, cat kills a germ, mm-hmm. and you can catch yellow jaundice by a cat. Hmm. And a dog kills a germ, but it's not catching like the cat is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a new one.
That cat is as dangerous. You can catch that from the cat, yellow jaundice.
Yeah. Okay. If somebody has a very bad pain right about here, and they have to have an operation, do you know what that's called?
Appendix.
Yeah. They'd have to have their appendix taken out.
That's right.
All right. What about if you ate something or you drank something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you...
Vomit. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd call it?
Some of them say you throw it up.
Some say spit it.
Huh?
Spit up.
Now you don't throw it, you don't spit this up. It's coming out of the room.
It's a little bit more forceful than that, huh?
You prep your mouth to spit. I mean, that tongue, you just open your mouth.
No prepping involved, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Would you say there's any difference between vomit and throw up? Is one term any more polite than the other one? Would you think?
Now, throwing up and vomiting is all the same to me. It makes you sick and it strains your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if somebody had to vomit, you'd say, oh, look at him. He must have been sick.
That's right. Stomach. Yeah. Sick stomach.
Okay. If somebody just found out some news, you might say, well, he just hardly got the news when he came right over.
To me?
Mm-hmm. And
that's right.
And did what? He hardly got the news when he came over and... He came over...
To me?
Uh-huh.
Let me understand that right now.
Okay. If somebody had just heard something, and he wanted you to know about it, you might say, well, he just hardly had gotten the news when he came over
and told me.
Okay. All right. If you invite somebody to come see you this evening and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you might say, well, now, if you don't come,
I'd be disappointed.
Okay. And if both you and are glad to see me when I come out here, you might say, well, we're
glad to see him. We was glad to see him.
Okay. All right. If you're talking to a little child who's been misbehaving, you know, been bad, you say, well, if you do that again, I'm going to have to
whoop you.
Going to have to whoop you. All right. Let's see. All right, General, if a man meets a girl at a dance and he wants to go home with her, he says to her, well, may I
take you home?
Mm-hmm. You never done that before, have you?